Back 40 years ago, the tulip fields of Skagit Valley looked like a Mondrian abstract. Geometrically colorful grids laid out with Mount Baker in the background, a photographer's wet dream. A few folks rolled up from the cities, braving the weather and us locals, but not so many of the farmers took notice. Like a lot of innocent beauty in this world, the Chamber of Commerce decided to, well, what we refer to today as monetize those candy-colored flowers. Organize, advertise, centralize, monetize. The towns surrounding the fertile fields in the Skagit floodplain joined forces, hoping the next flood would be human. Fast forward a few years and picture rural roads gridlocked with urbanites in cars, tour buses, on bicycles, all stopping to take foolproof, colorful photographs of glorious fields of tulips in perfect rows of reds and yellows, purples and pinks, with weathered barns leaning toward the Cascades. Traffic came to a halt. Highway of the interstate would be backed up like a concert crowd, an amphitheater, or a football game downtown. The farmers couldn't get a tractor or a truck through. Residents couldn't get out of their driveway. School buses became prisons of trapped kids who wouldn't get home until dark. Success. Well, for the Chambers of Commerce and the restaurants and the art galleries and the nurseries. I drove through the fields yesterday thinking it was too early for the mobs. I got home today. There are a few fields glowing in technicolor, but mostly the big growers have consolidated the fields near their gift retail tourist shops. The sightseers, searching desperately for a potty stop, mobbed the towns of Laconner, Conway, and Mount Vernon. You can buy 3 tulips there for $10. You can eat at a cafe or a restaurant with a life-saving bathroom. You can spend the day in our very own Holland, complete with faux windmills. What you can't do is see those old fields lost to memory where colors stretch for acres between the 20-foot-high dikes that held back the Skagit. Now they only corral the tourists, and the predominant color is green.